time once again to meet with one of our local public school systems. Today, it is the Hickory Public School System. And joining us this morning is Beverly Snowden. She is the Public Information Officer for Hickory Public Schools, who will introduce our guests in the morning's topic. Good morning, Ms. Snowden. Good to see you.
Good morning, Hal. Always good to see you. Thank you for having us today.
You're more than welcome. Always good to see you.
Thanks. Well, we have so many good things happening at Hickory Public Schools. We're still into the new year. It's still September, although it's getting crisp. It's a little bit cooler than it's been, so we're getting that fall season. We think of football, you know, academics, athletics, lots of good things happening. And we do have lots of good things happening at Hickory Public Schools throughout the system, but particularly Hickory High School. And we're here to talk about two particular things today. My guests are Dr. Ann Stalnaker. She's the principal at Hickory High, as well as our athletic director, David Kraft, who is a history teacher, head baseball coach. He's had 400 wins this last season, so we want to certainly shout out there to David and the great seasons that he's had. But today, there's two topics we want to address, and the first one that Dr. Stalnaker is going to share with you and have some dialogue with you for our listening audience is about Smart Lunch. And after we talk about Smart Lunch, we want to talk about a very important event coming up on September 26th. It's Ridgeview Panther Night, and it's at the football game on September 26th, which begins at 7:30, but at 6:30 we'll be having a reception in Hickory High Media Center for all of our Ridgeview family, alumni, friends, family. It'll be an exciting night, and we'll get more details in just a second from Dr. Stalnaker and from David Kraft, but first, we want to talk about getting smart at Smart Lunch at Hickory High.
Dr. Stalnaker, welcome. Good to see you again.
It's good to see you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Now, Smart Lunch, when I first hear that, I kind of think, well, this is going to be a dietary concern. So we're going to have a Smart Lunch. We're going to have two different starches. We're going to have a fruit and a protein. And that may be a good idea, but that's not what Smart Lunch is about. Tell us about Smart Lunch.
Smart Lunch is a program that we have put in place at Hickory High to provide midday tutoring and study hall for students so that they can achieve success and do better in their grades.
Now, I would think it was a couple weeks ago. I can't remember, but I think that I was either talking, I think it may have been the superintendent, and I think that I had remembered that we were going to do something different with lunch at Hickory High School. And you were telling me before we went on the air that we have gone from four different lunch periods down to two.
That's right. Students previously had four different lunches, and they would rotate into lunch period based on which lunch they had. But we've changed that schedule so that there are two lunch periods, two 27-minute lunches, lunch A and lunch B. Students can eat during one of those lunches, and then during the other lunch, they receive tutoring or have study hall or have enrichment activities. So, yes, we've gone from four lunches to two, and students eat during one and have other activities during the other.
Now, during the other period, of course, we want to make sure that they get that nutrition in time for lunch during that one 27-minute period. But during the other 27-minute period, again, before we went on the air, you were telling me if someone has a certain grade level, they need to be there. Another grade level, they also have some time for enrichment or to go to the computer lab. You tell me about how this Smart Lunch works to make sure those who are getting that extra time needed as far as tutoring goes.
Okay, so students who have an average of A, B, or C, they have passing grades, all strong grades, they can choose how they want to spend their lunch period. That if you combine both lunches with 54 minutes, you get to choose how you want to spend that time, eating during part of that time, or going to a classroom to visit with a teacher, going to the gym to play ball, going to open computer labs or the library. We also have club meetings during Smart Lunch time, so they can engage in any number of academic or extracurricular activities during that time. But the real idea behind Smart Lunch is to provide more instructional time for students who are struggling.
Right.
So students who have D's, F's, zeros, or missing work get assigned to Smart Lunch tutoring, and they're required to go. So the teachers fill out a Smart Lunch tutorial form for students in their classes who have the grades that I just mentioned.
Right.
They give those to the students, and then the students are required to go on a particular day for either lunch A or lunch B to receive that tutoring.
Now, who does the tutoring, and is it done en masse? Does it mean maybe five or six youngsters there in one group that's being tutored for a particular discipline, for a particular class? Is it one-on-one? How does it work with the people who do need that extra tutoring?
Good question. So the teachers provide tutoring to their very own students through their department. So, for example, the math department has 2 days a week that they provide math tutoring.
Gotcha,
so the teachers would assign their very own students to come during the Smart Lunch A or Smart Lunch B to receive that tutorial. We had to work out a schedule, so students may have 1 day a week they go to math tutoring, 1 day a week they go to science, 1 day a week to English. It just depends. So there is a rotating schedule so that kids could be tutored in all the subjects they need. And the reason we went with this idea is that we have found that so many students work jobs after school.
Right.
They're involved in athletics after school. They may care for a younger sibling after school.
Exactly.
So they can't all stay for school. Also, our bus riders may not have transportation home.
Exactly.
So we're providing.
These may be some of the groups that need it more than any.
Exactly.
Of the other groups, because they are going home and taking care of that sibling, or they are going to a job that may be providing a meager income, but whatever income that family may have. They may be, and this was surprising to me to find out, but oftentimes, not oftentimes, but many times, a youngster may be the breadwinner or being able to bring home any cash that may be available in the home. So this is something that you want to take a look at, because they're studying, they can't get the homework in, they're working, so this gives them a wonderful opportunity to be able to do this.
Sure, yeah, we just think it's a more efficient use of the school day to get that studying in right at lunchtime.
So. Now, and this is a general overall grade average. In other words, if a student has an A and a B and maybe or a C in English, math, and science, but yet they're lacking in a foreign language, they have a D, their average is up, so they don't have to worry about that. Is that correct? Or if they have a D in a particular class, do they need tutoring in that particular class?
It's the average by the class.
Average by the class,
so
okay.
So if you have a low average in math, but everything else is fine, you'll be required to go to math tutoring.
So you can pull that back up, right?
Right.
And there's another, and I like this, it's slightly more subtle, but also it's just a great idea, is to encourage the youngsters to be able to pull those grades up on their own, maybe ask for additional help, and to be able to enjoy that extra half an hour at a computer lab or in the gym or at chess club.
Well, you know, it's
why would I pick chess club?
Yeah.
I don't even know if they have a chess club anymore.
It's been interesting to watch the kids cluster up and create their own study groups so they can keep their grades up or just seek additional help either from the media center or an individual teacher. The kids really do want to have the free choice time. So we're already seeing evidence that kids are trying to keep their grades up so they don't get required tutoring, but they can study with who they want to study with.
How about the teachers? They're the ones who are administering this. Was this kind of a tough sell for the teachers, or did they find that this may be a real good idea to be able to help some of the youngsters pull their grades up?
You know, the teachers are really excited about it as well because they don't have to provide tutoring after school hours.
Oh, right.
They don't have to stay later in the day. They can get on home to their own family. So.
Work on their lesson plan for the next
day
or wrap up any work that they need at the end of the day, and then they can get home and be able to have that time. So I guess it was. I was thinking at first it may have been a difficult sell. Now, is this so as far as the after-school tutoring and after-school, that's over. That's done with.
That's right. We're providing it in the middle of the day to students now.
Now, I am old school. I am old. It's been a long time since I've been in school. I know I need to come visit. But it used to be sometimes for a discipline that a youngster was asked, and never me, but somebody might be asked, you need to stay after school. You need to stay after school, and whether it was writing on the chalkboard or just to take that time off. Does that happen anymore? Is that part of the discipline? And does that still occur after school? Or is that disciplinary action maybe taken during the Smart Lunch?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We don't really have after-school detention anymore, but if students don't attend their required tutoring sessions, then they get Smart Lunch detention, and then they're in detention for the whole, both lunch periods, the whole 54, instead of just tutoring for half the period.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
They will receive lunch detention if they don't attend their tutoring.
So it would serve them well to get in there to study and to also to make sure that they're there for that tutoring that they need.
That's correct.
ABCs in the class, you don't need to worry about it. You're doing great. You can go and you can have some enrichment or enjoyment during that second half. If you're not doing as well, step up.
That's right.
And get it so that you can enjoy that. If not, the tutoring is there, and it's there to help the student, to help them achieve and to help them do better in school. Sounds like a great idea. When we come back, we'll talk about, is it, what's the name of the event?
Ridgeview Panther Night.
Ridgeview Panther
at Hickory
Night.
High.
With Dr. Ann Stallmaker and also Athletic Director David Kraft. More after the first talk break.
Great.
Good morning. Welcome back to First Talk with Hal Rowland, 1290 WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. Congratulations to Lori. She's going to the food, or not, used to be the Food Line Auto Fair, the September Auto Fair at the beautiful Charlotte Motor Speedway. Congratulations to Lori on your anniversary. I understand you're going down there for your anniversary, so I hope you have a good time. A time once again to meet with one of our local public school systems. Today, it is the Hickory Public School System, and joining us this morning is Beverly Snowden. She is the Public Information Officer for Hickory Public Schools, who will introduce our guests in the morning's topic. Good morning, Ms. Snowden. Good to see you.
Good morning, Hal. Always good to see you. Thank you for having us today.
You are more than welcome. Always good to see you.
Thanks. Well, we have so many good things happening at Hickory Public Schools. We're still into the new year. It's still September, although it's getting crisp. It's a little bit cooler than it's been, so we're getting that fall season. We think of football, you know, academics, athletics, lots of good things happening. And we do have lots of good things happening at Hickory Public Schools throughout the system, but particularly Hickory High School. And we're here to talk about two particular things today. My guests are Dr. Ann Stalnaker. She's the principal at Hickory High, as well as our athletic director, David Kraft, who is a history teacher, head baseball coach. He's had 400 wins this last season, so we wow. want to certainly shout out there to David and the great seasons that he's had. But today, there's two topics we want to address, and the first one that Dr. Stalnaker is going to share with you and have some dialogue with you for our listening audience is about Smart Lunch. And after we talk about Smart Lunch, we want to talk about a very important event coming up on September 26th. It's Ridgeview Panther Night, okay. and it's at the football game on September 26th, which begins at 7:30, but at 6:30 we'll be having a reception in Hickory High Media Center for all of our Ridgeview family, alumni, friends, family. It'll be an exciting night, and we'll get more details in just a second from Dr. Stalnaker and from David Kraft, but first, we want to talk about getting smart at okay. Smart Lunch at Hickory High.
Dr. Stalnaker, welcome. Good to see you again.
It's good to see you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Now, Smart Lunch, when I first hear that, I kind of think, well, this is going to be a dietary concern. So we're going to have a Smart Lunch. We're going to have two different starches. We're going to have a fruit and a protein. And that may be a good idea, yeah. but that's not what Smart Lunch is about. Tell us about Smart Lunch.
Smart Lunch is a program that we have put in place at Hickory High to provide midday tutoring and study hall for students so that they can achieve success and do better in their grades.
Now, I would think it was a couple weeks ago. I can't remember, but I think that I was either talking, I think it may have been the superintendent, and mm-hmm. I think that I had remembered that we were going to do something different with lunch at Hickory High School. And you were telling me before we went on the air that we have gone from four different lunch periods down to two.
That's right. Students previously had four different lunches, and they would rotate into lunch period based on which lunch they had. But right. we've changed that schedule so that there are two lunch periods, two 27-minute lunches, lunch A and lunch B. Students can eat during one of those lunches, and then during the other lunch, they receive tutoring or have study hall or have enrichment activities. So, yes, we've gone from four lunches to two, and students eat during one and have other activities during the other.
Now, during the other period, of course, we want to make sure that they get that nutrition in time for lunch during that 127-minute period. But during the other 27-minute period, again, before we went on the air, you were telling me if someone has a certain grade level, they need to be there. Another grade level, they also have some time for enrichment or to basically to go to the computer lab. You tell me about how this Smart Lunch works to make sure those who are getting that extra time
sure.
Needed as far as tutoring goes.
Okay. So students who have an average of A, B, or C,
right.
they have passing grades, all strong grades, they can choose how they want to spend their lunch period. That if you combine both lunches with 54 minutes, you get to choose how you want to spend that time, eating during part of that time, or going to a classroom to visit with a teacher, going to the gym to play ball,
right.
going to open computer labs or the library. We also have club meetings during Smart Lunch time.
Excellent.
So they can engage in any number of academic or extracurricular activities during that time. But the real idea behind Smart Lunch is to provide more instructional time for students who are struggling.
Right.
So students who have D's, F's, zeros, or missing work get assigned to Smart Lunch tutoring, and they're required to go. So the teachers fill out a Smart Lunch tutorial form for students in their classes who have the grades that I just mentioned.
Right.
They give those to the students, and then the students are required to go on a particular day for either lunch A or lunch B to receive that tutoring.
Now, who does the tutoring, and is it done en masse? Does it mean maybe five or six youngsters there in one group that's being tutored for a particular discipline, for a particular class? Is it one-on-one? How does it work with the people who do need that extra tutoring?
Good question. So the teachers provide tutoring to their very own students through their department. So, for example, the math department has 2 days a week that they provide math tutoring.
Gotcha.
The teachers would assign their very own students to come during the Smart Lunch A or Smart Lunch B to receive that tutorial. We had to work out a schedule, so students may have 1 day a week they go to math tutoring, 1 day a week they go to science, one day a week to English. It just depends. So there is a rotating schedule so that kids could be tutored in all the subjects they need. And the reason we went with this idea is that we have found that so many students work jobs after school.
Right.
They're involved in athletics after school. They may care for a younger sibling after school.
Exactly.
So they can't all stay for school. Also, our bus riders may not have transportation home.
Exactly.
So we're providing.
These may be some of the groups that need it more than any of the other groups, because they are going home and taking care of that sibling, or they are going to a job that may be providing a meager income, but whatever income that family may have. They may be, and this was surprising to me to find out, but many times, a youngster may be the breadwinner or being able to bring home any cash that may be available in the home. So this is something that you want to take a look at, because they're studying, they can't get the homework in, they're working. So this gives them a wonderful opportunity to be able to do this.
Sure, yeah. We just think it's a more efficient use of the school day to get that studying in right at lunchtime. So.
Now, and this is a general overall grade average. In other words, if a student has an A and a B and maybe or a C in English, math, and science, but yet they're lacking in a foreign language, they have a D, their average is up, so they don't have to worry about that. Is that correct? Or if they have a D in a particular class, do they need tutoring in that particular class?
It's the average by the class.
Average by the class,
so
okay.
If you have a low average in math, but everything else is fine, you'll be required to go to math tutoring.
So you can pull that back up, right?
Right.
And there's another, and I like this, it's slightly more subtle, but also it's just a great idea, is to encourage the youngsters to be able to pull those grades up on their own, maybe ask for additional help, and to be able to enjoy that extra half an hour at a computer lab or in the gym or at chess club.
Well, you know, it's
why did I pick chess club?
Yeah.
I don't even know if they have a chess club anymore.
It's been interesting to watch the kids cluster up and create their own study groups so they can keep their grades up,
right.
Or just seek additional help either from the media center or an individual teacher. The kids really do want to have the free choice time, so we're already seeing evidence that kids are trying to keep their grades up so they don't get required tutoring, but they can study with who they want to study with.
How about the teachers? They're the ones who are administering this. Was this kind of a tough sell for the teachers, or did they find that this may be a real good idea to be able to help some of the youngsters pull their grades up?
You know, the teachers are really excited about it as well, because they don't have to provide tutoring after school hours.
Oh, right.
They don't have to stay later in the day. They can get on home to their own family. So.
Work on their lesson plan for the next
day, or
wrap up any work that they need at the end of the day, and then they can get home and be able to have that time. So I guess it was. I was thinking at first it may have been a difficult sell. Now, is this so as far as the after-school tutoring and after school, that's over, that's done with?
That's right. We're providing it in the middle of the day to students now.
Now, I am old school. I am old. It's been a long time since I've been in school. I know I need to come visit. But it used to be sometimes for a discipline that a youngster was asked, and never me, but someone might be asked, you need to stay after school. You need to stay after school, and whether it was writing on the chalkboard or just to take that time off. Does that happen anymore? Is that part of the discipline? And does that still occur after school? Or is that disciplinary action maybe taken during the smart lunch?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We don't really have after school detention anymore, but if students don't attend their required tutoring sessions, then they get smart lunch detention, and then they're in detention for the whole both lunch periods, the whole 54, instead of just tutoring for half the period.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
They will receive lunch detention if they don't attend their tutoring.
So it would serve them well to get in there to study and to also to make sure that they're there for that tutoring that they need.
That's correct.
ABCs in the class, you don't need to worry about it. You're doing great. You can go and you can have some enrichment or enjoyment during that second half. If you're not doing as well, step up.
That's right.
And get it so that you can enjoy that. If not, the tutoring is there, and it's there to help the student, to help them achieve and to help them do better in school. Sounds like a great idea. When we come back, we'll talk about, what's the name of the event?
Ridgeview Panther Night.
Ridgeview Panther
Night. At Hickory High.
With Dr. Ann Stallmaker and also Athletic Director David Kraft. More after the first talk break.
Great.